Good. Okay, so a number of years ago, I was on a Salter retreat. It must have been about 10 years ago or so, I think. It was a long Salter retreat. And I encountered the most excruciating fear, really overwhelming fear. And I wanted to leave the Salter retreat. And I phoned up one of my Kalyana Mitras, Karma Sheila, and he said, it's very important how you finish. How you finish determines how you actually, your whole experience is determined by how you finish something. Your whole experience of the event is determined by how you finish something. And that really struck me, and I've been very, very careful about finishing things since then. And I stayed on for another 5 weeks, and I encountered that fear, and I overcame it, at least to some extent. And at the end of the retreat, I left feeling I completed what I set out to do. And I could feel proud of that. And it affected my whole experience of Salter retreats after that. And it's unlikely that you're going to be experiencing extreme fear. We've only been on retreat for a few days. But you may be experiencing restlessness. You may be experiencing a desire to distract yourself. And I'd say, stay with it, you know, keep the thread of the retreat and work the retreat right through to the end. That's after the puja tonight. And when you come to the end, you just feel much better about yourself and you'll feel better about the time that you spent in this week. It's a very bad habit to get into of not to finish things, not to do what you say you're going to do. So work the retreat right through to the end. You may have to work a bit differently. Maybe it's time now to start to ease off a bit. You're not making the effort to go deeper. You're more starting to assimilate the retreat. And it's been quite an intense retreat, so there's quite a lot to assimilate. So you might want to ease off a bit. Maybe you want to go for a long walk this afternoon. If you've got a green space you can go into, you might want to reflect on the retreat, reflect on what you've learnt, and take that with you. And in the meditation, you know, keep it very broad and keep your effort very gentle and very receptive, assimilative, if that's a word. Good. Okay, so just work gently, gentle, steady effort, and keep the thread all the way through to the end of the retreat after the puja this evening, and resist restlessness. Resist the desire to distract yourself, particularly distracting yourself electronically.